Now in Vantage, Washington. This is 509er area code 856 prefix. The company is the Ellensburg Independent Telephone Company. It's step equipment, straight step, no directors. I'll dial the payphone number 856-90201. By the way, you don't drop the diamond until after the party answers. The first four digits are absorbed, only the last 201 counts. According to the phone book, you're supposed to dial just one if you want to make a long-distance call from a home phone here, but I don't think it works that way, because from a payphone, if I dial 1, 2, and then any digit, then a long-distance call, the call seems to go through, except that I eventually get to an operator who won't let it go through. She comes on, asks for my number, she hears a tone that lets her know it's a payphone, and she immediately gives me a fast busy, well, really slow busy, to tell me to hang up and try again. I'll try it now for you. I'll dial 120, then 212-222-2222. There's nothing else that interesting to record in Vantage. About the only other thing is that you can dial 1112 and I think 13. And in all three cases, you'll get an operator who will come on and say long distance, but she gets a tone that lets her know you're at a payphone, so she won't put a call through for you. The significant fact is that you can hang up on her. That operator cannot hold you. But as I say, she knows you're at a payphone, so it doesn't really do any good. 14 gave directory assistance. I think 15 or 16, I don't remember which one, rang for somebody, but they never answered. Most of the other ones were blank, and you could hear, like if you dial 17, for example, they dialed the 7, you would hear the switch go up and then fall back down again, and they would just sit there waiting for another digit, you know, as though you hadn't dialed anything. So you could dial 171, they give you exactly the same thing as 11 would give you. End of recording from Vantage. This is recorded on Saturday, September 5, 19-70. And now in Soap Lake, Washington, 509-246-3941. Some of you may remember Soap Lake from a couple of years ago. There were certain incidents going on around here. I better not say any more about that. Anyway, Soap Lake, as it turns out, is General Telephone. Apparently straight step, although it's kind of weird sounding straight step, and I'm pretty sure it is step. In fact, this General Telephone will also probably surprise those of you who are familiar with what went on here a couple of years ago. But as I say, I'm not going to say any more about that. I'll dial the payphone number, especially the sound of the dial tone and the sound of the busy signal. By the way, this phone also, you don't drop the money until after the party answers. You only have to dial the last five digits of the number to get it to go through. Apparently, everything is set up on a 10-party line, because if you, for example, the payphone number is 246-39-41. If I dial 39-4 anything, I'll also get a busy signal. Also, I just found out if you dial your own phone number, get a busy signal, and then hang up, the phone will ring back. I didn't realize that from before. You can make it ring back in different patterns by dialing a different last digit. Like 39-41, I believe, will give me a straight single ringing. Three niner, four niner, on the other hand, gives a pattern of rings. etc. Each different last digit gives a different pattern. There's really nothing else interesting to record. There were no recordings here that I could get. If you just dial the bad number, you get an intercept operator. If you dial the bad prefix, you'd either get nothing or a fast busy signal of that same high-pitched tone. End of recording from Soap Lake on September 5, 19970. Recording from Wilson Creek, Washington, 509-345-9984. Those of you who were around a couple of years ago will also remember interesting stories about Wilson Creek, which of course I won't go into. This is Bell System Step, straight old, ordinary, boring Bell System Step. If you dial a bad prefix, you get an intercept operator. I think the only thing you can dial legitimately is your own number, 345 number. The 3 and the 4 of the 345 are absorbed, and yet you must dial them in exactly the right order, otherwise you end up with a fast busy. I'll dial the payphone number. If you dial a 1, 6, 7, or 9 as the first digit, you get an intercept operator. If you dial an 8 as the first digit, you hear a click of a step switch, and if you keep on dialing after that, it just stays quiet for a while. Finally, it'll give one loud clunk, then you can keep on dialing and it won't do anything after that. However, half the time, it turns out that that big loud clunk is a reversal, because half the time when you hang up, you lose your money. I don't want to demonstrate that for you now, because I'm running very short of time, so I don't want to take a chance of losing one. I will dial just a 7 to let you hear how that intercept operator goes through. What happens is that it rings for the regular operator. When the regular operator answers, she gets a special tone that tells her that this is really a call for intercept. She then sometimes will tell you to wait a second for the intercept operator. Sometimes she won't say anything, but you can hear her there. And she'll plug you into an intercept operator, and you'll hear the intercept operator ringing, and then finally she'll answer.
I dialed 7.
What, sir?
I just dialed 7.
What were you trying to reach?
I just wanted to see what would happen if I dialed 7.
You reached me.
Okay, thank you.
There's nothing else interesting to record, so I end up recording for Wilson Creek on September 5, 1970. While I'm driving around, what did I describe for you Soap Lake and Wilson Creek and the towns themselves? Soap Lake is apparently named after a lake in the middle of the town, which is Soap Lake, and apparently it has a high mineral content. It's kind of like a mineral bath kind of thing. For that reason, I guess, the place is popular mainly with older people who want to go swimming in the mineral water or something like that, because most of the people walking around on the streets were very old people. So only a couple of kids. There's mainly old people walking around the streets of it. It's a small town of a couple of blocks, very old looking. Wilson Creek, on the other hand, is just a farming town. Just a few houses in the middle of the farming territory. The railroad station there and a large grain elevator. That's about it. It's a just farming community itself.
So in Heartline, Washington, 509-639-9902. This is Bell System Step. Nothing particularly interesting, but I'll dial my own payphone number so you can hear the sound of it. I'm all out of dimes, so I'll use a quarter.
Actually, there is one thing interesting. If you dial, for example, a 2 as the first digit, it'll give you an intercept operator, just as in, what's the name of that place? Wilson Creek. Except for one difference. When you first dial a 2, you hear a little clicking in the background. It goes tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock for several seconds, as though there's some equipment in this office that's dialing a number into some other office. And then finally that tick-tocking stops, and then you get the intercept. Let me show you what I mean. you know, I don't feel like wasting tape till it answers. But when it answers, the operator connects you up to an intercept operator, just like at Wilson Creek. The reason I think that tick-tocking is this office sending numbers into another office is that there are a couple of towns around the Southern California area, like around San Diego, where when you dial repair service, dial 611 for repair service, you hear a tick-tocking like that. And I happen to know for a fact that in those cases, the tick-tocking is some phone number being dialed that transfers you over to repair service in San Diego. End of recording from Hardline on September 5, 1970. Recording from Cooley City, Washington, 509-632-8784. Bell system step. This one's a little bit more interesting. Watch what happens when I dial my own phone number. Try to send that out 63287, my money returns. I don't know what to say. I don't seem to be able to dial my own phone number because as soon as I reach the fifth digit, the coin returns and the phone goes dead again. In playing around with it some more, it now seems to go through all the way. Let me dial my own phone number again. I don't know what happened before, but at least it's working now. Nothing else interesting. That's all from Cooley City, Washington, on September 5, 1970. This is Moses Lake, Washington, 509-765 prefix. I'm in a Travelodge motel, and this is the direct dialing room phones, where you dial 9er to get an outside line, and then you dial your number. This particular phone, you can dial local calls only. It has a restrictor on it to stop you from dialing any toll calls. Just to demonstrate, I'll dial 9er, then 844-1212, which is supposed to give the time of day. That's interesting. I never tried dialing that before. That busy signal isn't coming from the outside telephone system. Instead, that's the restrictor from this Travelodge. Whenever you dial something that the restrictor doesn't like, it gives a busy signal like that. And apparently it's not programmed to let 844 go through. Don't quite know why, because that is a local call from here, and Travelodge would get 15 cents if you got reversed on it, because they have a meter that shows how many calls you make, and they charge you 15 cents per call. If you try to dial 1 or do anything else that might give you a long-distance call, the restrictor also cuts in and gives you that busy signal. I'll dial a 765 number so you can hear how the step switch is quick and how the ringing sounds and all that. Seem to be any recordings here. If you dial a bad prefix, you just get a fast busy signal. If you dial a bad telephone number within a good prefix, you just get an intercept operator. The other prefixes that are local from here are 762 and 349er. 762 is just like 765. I won't bother dialing anything in it. 349er is in the town of Worden, which, since it's a local call, can't be too far away. And yet when you dial it, it goes through a carrier system that will take whistling, if you know what I mean. I'll dial 349er-2222. Call repair service from Moses Lake, you're supposed to dial 410-5514. The restrictor in the motel won't let me dial 410, so I don't quite know how that goes through. Maybe I'll try it from a payphone if I get a chance. That's the end of the recording from Moses Lake. I never did get around to going to a payphone, so I decided I'd rather go to some other town instead. I am now in Worden, which was that 349er prefix I told you about. It turns out it's also Bell System Step. Phone here is 349er 77901. I'll dial the payphone number. That's about all. It's really interesting. It's the sound of the busy signal on the dial tone. Again, there are no recordings. You dial a bad prefix, you get a fast busy. You dial a bad number within your own prefix, you get an intercept operator. So there's nothing more interesting to record. I would like to say one other thing, however, that the dialing instruction cards in this phone are in Spanish and in English. Like, for example, it has number 1, remove receiver, 2, deposit 1, diver, 2 nickels, etc. Under each English phrase, it has the same phrase in Spanish all the way through the dialing cards. Reason for that is that this area has a lot of Mexican labor for the farms and things like that. End of recording from Warden on September 6, 19970. Recording from Twin Lakes, Idaho, area code 208-687-99925. How about the number of the payphone? You'll notice that when I hang up after getting the busy signal, it makes a ring back and the phone will start ringing back. I don't know how well you could hear from the tape, but every single digit of that sounded as though it was absorbed. I couldn't hear a one digit where the switch actually sounded like it functioned, and yet I'm pretty sure there's a clip in this step, because if you dial a 1 or if you dial a bad first digit, it gives a characteristic step click and gives you a recording or whatever it's going to give you. The first two digits of the prefix, the 6-8 of the 687, are definitely absorbed. You can dial only the last 5 digits if you want. I'm going to dial 73333 to give an example of how it rings here. Found out 7-6, which immediately goes into a recording. One, then the number. If I dial 1, then a long distance number from here, the call goes through fine, except that an operator comes on and asks for my number, and she gets a beep tone that tells her that I'm at a payphone. I'll dial it for you. I'll dial 1-212-222-2222. Normal. It's that second bomb per second that tells you that it's a payphone. 117 gives the time. About the only other interesting thing here is that if you dial 1 and then you sit there for about 5 seconds, it'll time out and start ringing for an operator. The operator gets the tone that lets her know you're at the payphone and she can't hold you. And a recording from Twin Lakes, Idaho on September 6th, 19970. I'm now in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, area code 208-667-99824. This is General Telephone Step.
You have to put in money before you dial, although the dial tone comes on before you put the money in. I'm all out of dimes, so I'm going to be using a quarter to make my calls. Where's the wall dial, the payphone number? Not act like a ringback in this town. If you hang up on it, it just hangs up. Do you call your party line, or I guess what would normally be a ringback from the home phone, you're supposed to dial 7-5, then your own telephone number. But that doesn't work for the payphone. To make long-distance calls from a home phone, you're supposed to dial 1, then the phone number. From the payphone, if I dial 1, the digit 1 is just absorbed, and it acts as though I didn't dial 1 at all. And then if I dial after that, I'm just still dialing local stuff. In case you're interested, dialing 7-6 knocks you back to the dial tone. Isn't that fun? If I dial a bad prefix, most of the time I just don't get anything. The phone just stays blank, and no matter how many digits I dial, it stays blank, and nothing ever happens. I think sometimes I do get a fast busy if I dial certain bad numbers. Like, for example, 6-2 as the first two digits will give a fast busy. I was trying to find some bad number within a good prefix so you can hear the recording that you get, or the intercept operator, or whatever you get for bad numbers. Apparently, when you dial a bad number, it also just sits there quiet, just like when you dial a bad prefix. Because I only found two classes of numbers, those that rang, as though that someone was going to answer, and those that just sat there quiet. In trying to find some more disconnected numbers, I have to dial 7-0 and listen to what I get there. So the dial tone you hear then is not me being knocked back to the original dial tone. That's a different sound. I thought at first that it was a dial speed test, and I still think that maybe it is, except that it acts strange. Like, for example, let me dial a 0 on this new dial tone. Let's know what happens.
Now try dialing a speeded up 0. I'll force the dial to go a lot faster than it normally does.
Still no difference. If there really were a dial speed test, then the dial being the right speed should have given 2 beeps, 2 fast, 3 beeps, and 2 slow, 1 beep, or at least some difference. But if it gives exactly the same thing no matter what the speed of the dial is, then it somehow doesn't seem like a dial speed test. Those 3 beeps only happen if you dial a 0. If you dial anything but 0, the dial tone just stays on. Like, for example, I'll dial a 9er. Playing some more, I finally found a recording for a bad number. Number 667-7000 gives a recording.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not a working number. Please check the number and dial again. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
The time recording here is 117, exactly the same as in Twin Lakes, but I'm sure you'd like to hear it again, so I'll play it for you now. According to the information operator, this entire area, the entire panhandle of Idaho, was General Telephone. No Bell system, no independent companies, so she says.
End of recording from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on September 6, 1970. I'm now finally recording from Spokane, Washington. 509KE499955. That's 534-999-55. This is Bell System Step. As usual, in this area, there are no recordings. Well, there are recordings if you get a bad number, like a disconnected number, but there's no recordings if you dial a bad prefix, just get a fast busy signal. Please, first of all, dial the payphone number. No, dial a disconnected number, 534-99587. Answer. I don't want to waste tape waiting for. The number in Spokane for directory assistance is still officially 113, although you have your choice. 113 and 411 both work. Matter of fact, the phone booth itself, the payphone itself says 411, but the book says 113. They say they both work. 114 is repair service. 115 and 117 both ring, I guess for the test board or something. 111 doesn't do anything. Extra ones are ignored. 112, 116, and 110 give fast busy signals. 118 is interesting. That's the thing. It's the same as 571 on panel and number one cost bar offices in Seattle. It gives you a dial tone. Not the regular dial tone that you dial numbers on, of course, but a dial tone sounding tone. If you dial the right thing into that, you can get yourself a dial speed test. If you dial other things into that, you can make your phone ring back. Say, just like 571 in Seattle. For example, here's 118, then 3. Sounding busy signal means that my dial wasn't quite exactly the right speed. Let me try it again, see if I can get it just the right speed, so we'll hear what happens then. That fast busy signal means that the dial is a little bit too fast. Let me dial it once more and try to slow it down just enough to get it at the right speed. That ringing noise is what it's supposed to give when you get the dial at the right speed. I'm now in a different section of Spokane. This is the RI-7 or 747 prefix, 747-9648. It's also a step, exactly the same as the other one, except I think the dial tone sounds a little bit different, so I'll dial the payphone number. End of recording from Spokane on September 7, 1970. Now in Ritzville, Washington, 509-659-9851. This is Bell System number 5 crossbar. I'll dial the payphone number. If you dial a bad prefix, the phone doesn't go clunk clunk until after all 7 digits are dialed, then you get the following recording.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
The recording for a disconnected number on this prefix is the identical recording that you just heard. It's the same recording whether you dial a disconnected number or a bad prefix. The ring back number is 571 plus the last 4 digits of the phone. 0034 gives a flashing reversal test. 0024 gives a fast busy.